This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No weirdness here, just straightforward conversation and fun. Once in a while we play Stump the Host. Maybe we'll do that in this half hour. DJV, time 7 after with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer starts out the hour with a trender.
Well, it's a trender, all right. The Mueller investigation certainly is a trender. And late on Thursday evening, the FBI went to calling to Roger Stone's house in Florida. Now, Roger Stone is the guy who does Mr. Blackwell's Best Dress List, just FYI. And he's also the guy who has been... I don't want to say at the center of the Mueller investigation, but certainly maybe one of the most visible forces in part in terms of who Robert Mueller has talked about publicly being part of the investigation, or what the leaks indicate as people that are in the center of this investigation. Roger Stone, they call him a confidant of President Trump. He's known him for years. They were business associates in New York. He was arrested on Friday morning on several criminal charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia investigation. Now, before everybody starts getting crazy and says, oh, see, there's more proof, there's smoke, there's fire, there it is, Trump's colluding with Russia. Well, when you look at the charges, and I think there are 7 of them, they are all for obstruction and lying to federal prosecutors and for attempted witness tampering. So these charges have nothing to do with the actual collusion or the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Roger Stone never worked for the Trump campaign. The story goes that he's a friend of Julian Assange and was kind of the catalyst, the go-between, if you will, between Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and John Podesta's emails that were leaked before the election. And so that's why he found himself kind of in the center of this. Now, apparently, if you look at these indictments, I don't think Robert Mueller has any proof that he did that or that there was any wrongdoing there. But Roger Stone was lying to, he was lying to federal prosecutors, essentially, and obstructing justice, or at least that's what Robert Mueller says.
There we go again. Yeah.
So this is, again, another example. And this is why, and I'd explain it, because I know not everybody is a Trump supporter. Not everybody thinks that he won fair and square. There are a lot of people who think that he didn't. The reason that people in Trump's camp get frustrated by this is that you have a bazillion indictments and you have all of these things happening around this investigation, but none of them existed before the investigation did. And that's not how the justice system should work in the country. There should be a crime which you investigate and you charge people. Instead, all of these people, literally in every case, in every indictment from Robert Mueller, it's all about lying to investigators. And that's because they're putting the heavy hand on them. They're pressuring these witnesses. And I don't feel sorry for them, because I'm sure some of them are kind of crappy people. But they go through and they put their hand, their big palm on you and press you until you decide to flip. And then they get you for lying and obstructing of justice. And I don't know. I find that very problematic, because if there is something with Roger Stone, link him to the WikiLeaks. If there is something there, link him to the crime, not the act of testifying erroneously to Robert Mueller. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
But isn't that why? Get everybody.
But isn't that why Clinton got impeached?
Yes, and that was not right then either. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many correlations between Clinton and Trump that. It's unbelievable. They should actually like each other a whole lot more, because they have a lot in common. They really do.
That's an interesting. I've never thought about that. I don't know about whether they can be friends because of the wife.
Right. But essentially, when you think about those two, they're kind of the same person. It's really true.
All right. Well, in terms of what the government is doing or what Trump is doing, I'm wondering, from that same pew, sort of, Jennifer, Michael Cohen, the Senate Intelligence Committee subpoenas him to come testify the middle of next month, and apparently Cohen is going to obey the subpoena. So what are we getting out of this? How is this going to be any different? Is this more grandstanding,
this is
more
another
politics,
one.
Another
this
one?
This is a guy who, this is a guy who's going to jail because of his bad business practices, having nothing to do with any campaign with Russia. He's going to jail because he was involved in the mobby taxi business in New York City, and because he tried to lie to people, and because Michael Cohen, in this case, I don't know about Roger Stone, because I've talked to a few people who say Mueller just presses you until your story changes one bit, and then they charge you with lying, but... With Michael Cohen, he lied repeatedly under oath to Congress, to Robert Mueller, to everybody who was asking him a question. Michael Cohen is going to jail in March. He was invited by the House Oversight Committee to, and Adam Schiff, to testify before Congress. He decided he didn't want to do that. He said Trump was threatening him. Now, I don't believe that Trump was personally threatening him. I believe that he was probably getting legal threats from Trump's team because of all the lies that have come out over the last several months and leaked stories. The BuzzFeed story was a leak from Michael Cohen's camp. So if you have a lot of inaccurate information, I'm sure there were probably legal threats made to Michael Cohen. He said, maybe I don't need any more legal trouble since I have to go to jail in March. He tried to cancel. Well, now the Senate Committee for Oversight has said, oh, no, we want to talk to you. And they actually subpoenaed him. So obviously Michael Cohen has nothing to do but comply because they know exactly where he's going to be in March. He's got to report to federal prison to hang out with the situation for a while. He's also in that same federal prison.
Nonsense.
Right.
All right. Speaking of nonsense, Victoria asked a good question before we started on the air. This hour, whether or not we should be sending Venezuela $20 million in aid. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, said the U.S. is a friend of Venezuela and of the Venezuelan people. We've watched them suffer for too long. What about all the people that are not working, not getting paid to work for the government?
Right. That's what
they
I don't
say
understand.
When they look
Why
at
are we sending Venezuela money?
To humanitarian...
Well, we've tried to send the aid to the people that are working for the government, but Democrats wouldn't vote for it. Democrats will vote, though, for aid to help other countries. And I would say with Venezuela, it's extremely important. I never say this because I always think we should pull our money back. But with the situation that Venezuela's in, I think it's absolutely important that we send aid to the person who is now the recognized president of Venezuela. It's no
what
longer
get,
Maduro.
Who's getting the money? What, the aid for
well,
what?
Well, it should be going to him because he's in a real bind. This is a mess in Venezuela, and the military is still being controlled by Maduro, at least at the top levels. So what that money should go to is helping the new guy come in and try to build up some reinforcements, because the rank and file members of the military in Venezuela need to be encouraged to follow him so that they can
well,
make
what are
a
we
little
do
bit
our,
of a change.
What's our money going to do to convince them?
Help prop
gonna
that
bribe
up.
Them?
No, so we're
gonna
have not to, bribing them, but to actually have go. Money to pay them. And provide some humanitarian relief. These people are starving. And this guy, Maduro, is awful. You know, people
yes,
have,
admittedly.
They're eating their pets because they have no food. They have nothing. There's so much corruption and just nastiness that nobody can even eat. There's nothing
is
on the
Is somebody going to appreciate the fact, is the man on the street in Venezuela going to know that whatever help he's getting has come because of the largesse of the American people or the American government? One and the same, hopefully. Are they going to
well,
know
I think
that?
Our ambassadors, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and our ambassadors were told to stay in Venezuela. Now non-essential personnel are being told to leave because it's just so too dangerous. But they're staying there not because they want to or because it's the best idea. They're staying there for solidarity with the new guy.
Why is Russia involved in this? Why are they warning other countries to not get involved?
Because they have deals with Venezuela, and Venezuela is like a gas station for the country,
yeah,
or for the world.
Right. But they have deals with Maduro, though, right? Not with the new guy.
Hmm. Right.
So is that how it works? This sounds to me a lot like Mubarak in Egypt, who, when he got tossed out of office, was worth $8 billion. Most of the aid that came from the United States went into his bank account. And that's what I'm thinking here. When you look at this, who's going to police the $20 million when it gets there? That's my question. You can send them aid. That's why I asked, is the average person on the street going to know that the United States of America sent $20 million to help them out? Who knows where the money will go?
Wouldn't it be a better, I don't know, maybe a better strategy? This is, to me, this is the kind of thing where you would put, like, the Red Cross there handing out food instead of just writing them a check.
I think that there are humanitarian relief organizations there. I just don't know how much attention they're getting, because right now all the stories are going to the lack of medication, the lack of food, all of that stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, in a moment, the story of Brandi Hanvold, H-A-N-V-O-L-D, here on the DJV program, 16 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the sad story of Brandi Hanvold, who is in a wheelchair. She lives in Pierce County, Washington. She didn't have a lot of ways of getting back and forth to work. She has been absent a number of times in the past few months, and so Walmart, citing their corporate policy, employees are only allowed 8.5 days off or late moments or whatever it is, so they fired her. This week, she'd been there for 11 years. She has a, as I said, she uses a car service and public transportation. I'm not a big fan of Walmart. Most people know that. I look at this stuff and I think, how hard is it for them to make a flexible schedule or something? Am I being too hard on Walmart? It's the rules. So if the rules are the rules, somebody, she looks like a sad case man in the wheelchair. It just seems to me, there's a picture of her crossing the highway in the wheelchair to get to the Walmart that I'm looking at. I don't know.
Say what she does there at Walmart?
She's a greeter.
Oh.
She's one of the greeters.
You have to fire a greeter?
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah.
I just think
I thought they were volunteer anyway. That's terrible.
No, they get paid.
A special place in hell for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so I guess I made my
point. Have a nice day. You're fired.
21 after the hour.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Never solve any trouble with the law since the day they was born. Hey, dragging the curves, head flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Well, they're making their way.
Those of you who are fans of the Dukes of Hazzard, you know this theme. Music time, 24 after the hour in the DJD program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. Bo and Luke Duke reuniting this spring along with their famous car, the General Lee, when John Schneider and Tom Wopat embark on the Good Old Boys Tour. Way to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Dukes of Hazzard, which aired on CBS from 79 to 85, the Muscle Kings Car Show and Concert Series kicks off April 13th. Man, got to be a lot of yahoos at that one. Bakersfield, California, the Kern County Raceway. We're going to go to 10 different markets during the course of the summer. Events will take place in outdoor facilities that can accommodate a car show. Wopat, who was Luke, opens the concert, followed by Schneider, who is Bo, and then the pair sing together. And then there are five different acts that will appear at each event with them. Members of the cast are also expected to come along for the ride. General Lee, a 1969 Dodge Charger, of which there were 24 when they went through the series. I happen to know this because I knew a guy that worked on them. They had a body shop. This is a great sub-story. You know, they wrecked two or three of these cars a week as they filmed the show. So they had a body shop on the set. And they would take the cars that were wrecked. You know, you saw all those crazy, they'd run over the rivers and they'd jump over big piles of dirt, rocks and stuff, and chasing around with their silly stuff. So they would literally wreck these cars and they'd bring them to the body shop, and sometimes it'd take them a month or so, because you couldn't find parts. They bought every single one of these Dodge Chargers they could find. And, you know, converted them, kind of, they put roll bars in them. Because they were rolling them over. It was like a demolition derby on the set. So they're bringing one of them around.
Probably one that never really got used.
Yeah.
Probably one that's in mint condition.
Right. It's only fitting that the car show will also feature hot rods, muscle cars, Uncle Jesse pickup trucks, Daisy Duke Jeeps, that sort of thing. Snyder says it's a great opportunity for both of us to get our music out there. I play from the Panhandle in Florida to Austin, Texas. I haven't been west of Austin in 25 years. As far as doing a concert's concerned, I haven't done anything in California in decades. So this is a great opportunity. Wasn't Wolpat in trouble for some...
Yes. He's always in trouble.
Yeah, he was arrested for some drug thing. I saw that when I looked him up.
I got to interview him. He's a really weird guy, too. And, you know, the funny thing is, when the Dukes of Hazzard was on, I used to have such a crush on him as a kid.
Really?
like a little kid, I loved him.
I met him twice, and he was drunk both times while doing interviews. He's a disaster.
Lovely. All right, next up, actress Emma Stone. Uniting with the band H-A-I-M, is Haim?
Uh-huh.
For an Omaze campaign. Wow, am I lost on this one? I'm not lost on Emma Stone, but Haim and Omaze.
It's like a fundraising website, so they have all these different contests where you can win things like a dinner or going to a concert for the Spice Girls, and you pay a certain amount of money for the chance to win.
It's like $10.
Yeah.
This is a promotion for the Spice Girls, then.
It's for Omaze, and they're raising money for all different types of charities. And so if you win the contest, then you get to go with Emma Stone and Haim to London to see the Spice Girls in concert.
Ah.
I don't know if the Spice Girls are actually involved in this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's day 35 now of the partial federal government shutdown, and the stalemate continues between Democrats and the White House. President Trump insisting that the Democrats call for billions of dollars for more technology, but not a border wall, won't work.
The wall is based on, it's all based. Any technology works only with the wall. Not going to work otherwise. You need the wall. In fact, a lot of the technology is put on top of the wall.
Around 800,000 impacted federal workers will miss their second paycheck because of the shutdown today. There's a report just coming that former Trump advisor Roger Stone has been arrested in connection with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. NBC News is reporting that Stone was taken into custody and faces charges of obstruction of justice, making false statements, and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Move ahead, moving forward on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're going to give away a swell prize in this half hour, a food quiz in the food news portion of the program coming up after Victoria brings us up to date with something that has nothing to do with food.
This definitely doesn't have anything to do with food. This is a really creepy story. So this is the story of a 59-year-old woman who was visiting a relative's house. She went into the bathroom to use the toilet. She sat down, and then she felt a shocking pain.
No.
She said...
This is my worst nightmare.
Yep. She said that she felt, quote, a sharp tap on my bottom along with some pain that immediately followed. It turns out...
Oh, no.
It was a 5-foot python in her toilet that came up and bit her in the bum.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Luckily, how do you not see that,
though? Where did this take place? What city?
I actually don't know. No.
It has to be Florida.
You know what? It probably is. I was going to guess Arizona because they have lots of snakes, too.
My mom taught me to look before you hover. Do you not? Mm-hmm. Doesn't everybody take a peek-see before you, like, let it drop?
What, are you looking for an alligator? What are you looking for?
Okay. Yeah. This was in New Zealand, I think, which makes more sense. But I thought that all the big animals were in Australia, not New Zealand. I thought New Zealand was safe.
No, everything will kill you in Australia and New Zealand. Like, everything will kill you. But luckily, though, this was a non-venomous python, because...
It doesn't matter, because the heart failure knocked the woman out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You died of heart attack anyway.
Yeah. Well, these people flush the turtles and the snakes and the goldfish, and they flush the alley, and they flush them down the toilet. So they live in the sewer. The sewer food is great. They love the sewer food. And then they find their way back up into somebody's toilet, and before you know it, just what that lady experienced.
Well, you know, I forget if it was last year or maybe the year before, I don't remember, but someone was bitten by a water rat in a toilet, too.
Oh!
Which, I don't know what's worse, because those are feisty little suckers, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure if I survived that, I would have to wear diapers the rest of my life.
Yeah, you'd have a phobia. Sorry.
Unbelievable. All right. The lady who runs asset management at J.P. Morgan Chase, her name is Mary Callahan Erdos, says the government shutdown will get resolved, but at what cost? She says, well, it'll get back to normal. The problem is, as it goes longer, it has an impact on some of the short-term government bonds. You know, there are a lot of people who invest instead of in the market. They invest in bonds. They buy, I remember my father, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but he bought Washington Power. When they want to expand, they put bonds out to raise money. Most governmental agencies, government entities, states, cities, will bond construction projects, and you get paid usually 8 to 10%, but it's more than you'd get if you put your money in the bank. So apparently this is, even though the economy of the country is very strong, but she says people who are involved in these sorts of things will get the short end of the stick. Something that we're probably not most of us thinking about when it comes to the impact of the government shutdown. But I think we've, over the course of the last week or so, gone through any number of things that we wouldn't have normally thought of because the government's involved in so much of our lives, and you sort of take it for granted. And that's not necessarily a cool thing. All right, we're going to give away a couple of... This is a very intriguing, interesting... We should post a picture, Kara, on our Facebook page or someplace, maybe on the DJV website. We have these great podcasts now. I'm hoping lots and lots of people are listening to the podcast because Kara does a fabulous job of putting these all together. DJVshow.com, the on-demand things that are there. So anyway, we have these popcorn cakes. I was thinking we could put a picture of them there. You looked at a picture. Victoria was delightfully describing these things. Those of you who have a passion for popcorn will love this popcorn cake. Freshly popped popcorn in a light marshmallow filling mixed with candies, fruits, and nuts. And then drizzled with some of your favorite toppings. Every popcorn cake... customized to your popcorn passion and gift wrapped with a beautiful bow. There's even a gluten-free popcorn cake. Perfect for birthdays, special occasions. So you want to see what this looks like, go to poppedpassion.com and see all the popcorn
cakes. I'll put a picture on Facebook, too. But it sounds confusing, but it kind of reminds me of a Rice Krispie treat, just with bigger, just with popcorn instead of Rice Krispies.
All right. So you put that up there. So what we're going to do is give away... two cakes right now, 888-302-3684. I have a food question. Actually, two of them. Ready? Everybody's ready?
Ready.
Question number one. What Midwestern city gave America deep dish pizza? That's question number one. So one person answers that, you'll get one of these cakes. Second question. What Stones LP cover features a cake, a toy tire, and a pizza shop on a pizza on top of a turntable? Oh, it made it a little more difficult. Is that one easy or is that too hard?
I don't know that one.
I know
the first one, I think.
All right.
I know the album. I'm looking at the, I know the cover, but I'm trying to remember what the title was.
All right, let's do another one because I think that one would be too hard. But the answer is Let It Bleed.
Why don't we just see if we have an do we have we're moving
How about
on
we just
multiple?
Say this? We have a food trivia question for you.
Yeah.
Call us and you'll win a popcorn cake. How about
you want to do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. 888. I was going to make the questions more specific.
Oh, God.
This is my first day on the job. 888. Every time we do this, it always gets screwed.
Say your name.
No. It's every time you do this.
Ah,
this is you.
My fault.
Yep.
My fault.
This is you. Yep.
Me.
You.
Okay. 888-302-3684, which is
888-302-DUG.
Yes, I will come to terms with it. Couple of questions, couple of answers. A couple of these popped passion cakes we'll give away. Meanwhile, in food news, General Mills recalling this week some 5-pound bags of its gold medal unbleached flour because of salmonella. Here we go again. They say, quote, the recall being issued out of an abundance of care. Oh, isn't that sweet? They haven't received any consumer reports of confirmed illnesses. But they are concerned because they must have found some metal and who knows what they found. The product, if you look at the bag, the flour says better if used by April 20th, 2020. Nice to know it has that much of a life shelf life. Company says those who have the affected product should dispose of it. No! 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 Bring it back. Get your money back. Damn these people. I have to give them money, but I tell you to dispose it. No! Food safety is our top priority, they say. Screwing your customers by telling them to throw it away instead of bringing the money back, bringing it back, get your money back. Salmonella causes fatal infections sometimes in young children. People have a weakened immune system. Symptoms include fever, nausea, diarrhea. Why are we telling people that? They haven't had any cases of it yet. Just if you've got any gold medal flour, bring it back to the store and get your money back. That's the bottom line.
That's probably the most popular flour in America.
Yeah.
That gold, the little metal, because I can picture
it. I have about 1,000 bags of it in my cabinet, because how many of you, I bake infrequently, so when I do, I always go out and buy a fresh bag of flour, mm-hmm. so I always end up with all these.
Same.
Great. All right, questions, answers, and prizes in a matter of moments here. 888-302 Doug at 44 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Our feet take a lot of wear and tear, which is why problems like athlete's foot, bunions, and nail infections are so common. Family physician, Dr. Elizabeth Cozine.
The evidence is not great for oral or topical treatments of fungal infections of the nail. The first thing that I typically recommend is doing nothing.
Bunions, which are a deformity of the bone in the foot, are especially common in women.
Bunions don't have to be treated if you're not having a problem with them. Usually I say get accommodating footwear, so something wide. I wouldn't recommend pointy-toed stiletto high heels to most people.
Dr. Cozine says many of these problems can be avoided with proper foot care.
It's a little bit different if we're talking about somebody with a chronic illness like diabetes, but for the average person, paying attention to what's going on with your nails and your feet, wearing comfortable shoes, and keeping your weight in check.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
The Geek Out. Some of the great kitchen gadgets are still analog or mechanical, but digital components and software are taking hold in the most important room in the house. For 2019, KitchenAid has rolled out the Cook Processor Connect, which capitalizes on the current popularity of pressure cooking, but adds a stunning array of other skills. Kneads dough, slicing ingredients, steaming, stirring, frying, boiling. This all-in-one countertop marvel brings the technology via an app filled with recipes, step-by-step instructions, and it's supposed to save you on prep, cook, and cleanup time. The unit was revealed at the recent CES and is due out later this year, but in the meantime, we've posted a link with details about the KitchenAid Cook Processor Connect on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
All right, let's see how generous I can be here with the popcorn passion cakes. I'm going to ask you a question. Get the answer. You'll be the recipient of one of these passion cakes. All right. We have a number of food news questions. Nancy's in Arizona. Welcome to the DJB program. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Dougie.
Yeah.
I've always so wanted to say that.
Okay.
You're the cutest. Well, always, I love.
Now you have. Jennifer loves calling me Dougie. What Midwest city gave America deep dish pizza, Nancy?
Chicago.
Chicago is the answer. You are correct, Amundo. You like pizza?
Yay.
Are you a big pizza fan?
I am.
This is fun. Yeah, good. All right, hold on a second. We'll see if we can make a fan of popcorn cake out of you. Hold on a minute. Get your address and send you one of these. All right, let's go to Jeanette, who's in West Virginia. Another question. You ready, Virginia?
I'm ready.
Yes, Virginia. No, this is.
Yeah.
You're in West Virginia.
Yes, Virginia, there is
Jeanette.
A popcorn cake.
There is, yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stay in this same, the pizza vein. What was the largest chain of franchised pizza shops until Pizza Hut took the lead? Another well known, their name begins with S. Do you know the answer to that, Jeanette?
Their name begins with S.
Yes.
Oof, I don't know.
No. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to the next person.
That's a hard one. Yeah.
Is it? Do you think it's too hard?
What
Should I give her another question?
Is it Sbarro?
No.
Oh,
that's a good
or
guess.
Straw Hat? Shakey's?
No, Shakey's.
I've
Shakey's
never even heard of
I've never
Shakey's.
Heard of Shakey's.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Shakey's, Jeanette?
No.
Oh.
All right.
All right, here's another question.
That's a trick question.
All right, hold on a second. Ladies, calm down, will you? What did McDonald's call the pizza it test marketed in 1987?
Oh, my goodness.
Can I help you? Go with McPizza, because it's got
yeah. The McPizza. The McPizza.
Yes, she's a winner.
All right.
Yes.
Yay, Jeanette.
Yay, Jeanette. That's the answer. Hey.
We'll get through it all together, right. Jeanette.
Yeah. I think we've already had enough of this already. So you get a popped passion popcorn cake. All right, hold on just a second. Carrie, get your name, and we'll send it to you. And it'll be in a, I'm not sure what kind of a box it's in, but don't sit on it when you get it. All right, Nancy and Jeanette, winners! Along with everybody else on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
With our auto expert, yours, mine, everybody's, Nick Miles is here. OurAutoExpert.com is his setting in Doug. I've been on the radio for too long. OurAutoExpert.com. All right. So, Nick, I just saw something. I always love throwing you at least one curveball. Boeing this week was testing a flying car. Did you see that in Seattle? The Boeing company test site. Yeah, what do you think? Look at a picture of this thing. It's really something of the... It's kind of out of the Jetsons, in a manner of speaking. The flying car prototype, which can hover like a helicopter. Looks too big, though. How do they... Where would you drive one of these things with the wings? Do the wings fall back? What do they do? What's the story?
That's the trouble with these flying cars, Doug. They tend all to be planes that you can drive on the sense, too. I think the idea of the Boeing one is they're on flying cars, and so they want to jump in on it.
Yeah. So Boeing is doing it, and Airbus apparently is trying to build a small flying vehicle as well. So this is I would think this would be a big investment. They're 30 foot long, part helicopter, part drone, part fixed wing plane, part car. Oh, but is that the future, I suppose, in a manner of speaking?
Yeah, then they're all talking about them being flying taxis. So actually what it would do is sort of be more of a, you know, you'd be picking it up from somewhere and drop you off somewhere at the same time they'd own it. So does that mean that you drive it? It probably doesn't. It probably more means that they would drive it or they would fly it.
Yeah. Maybe it would be like an Uber car or something. One of those.
Uber are working on Uber do have a flying car. They worked on with Bell Helicopters. They showed it at CES this year.
Okay.
And that is a reality. And they say that's going to go into service in 2 years. I'm skeptical.
All right. Sounds like you got a cold. Where'd you get that? Flying around everywhere.
I actually got animal flu. And I was racing a trap.
And we got a
deck because I was in Bahrain. I was in Bahrain on the F1 track with Lamborghini testing their new Huracan Evo, and I realized what a horrible driver I am. When you get to drive an F1 track, Doug, you realize that these guys get paid the big money because they're way better at it than you are.
But it had been kind of fun, though. That kind of stuff is fun.
Absolutely. I really like near-death experiences. It was kind of fun.
Good for you. All right. Speaking of that, the government shutdown, what's that doing to the car industry?
But it's interesting that the EPA are the guys that decide whether or not your car makes the emission standards, and so they're actually not working. They're on furlough. So what's happening with the EPA is that they're, because they're not doing anything, cars are getting delayed. So far, the new big boy out of Ram stable, the new 2500, 3500 are being delayed. And there's other cars coming up for certification that need certification this month. So it really is having effect on new vehicles. And Ford are actually saying that also the tariffs have to lose some of their money. So it's starting to have a knock-on effect. New cars can't come out until they're certified, so let's see how it goes.
All right, I see that Google is going to open a factory in, this is really weird, Google's getting into the self-driving car business. They're going to open a Detroit factory. What are they going to do there? What are they building?
This is good news because for a long time, you know, Detroit's been in decline. The Detroit Auto Show was really quite miserable this year. It was only about one day of showing. It's really obvious it's all just about the big American three, and there isn't that much competition anymore. So Google and Waymo, they're designing these self-driving cars. They're going to have to produce a self-driving car at some point in the future. And so they've secured a factory in Detroit area, an old factory, and they're going to start bringing jobs back to the area, which is nothing but good news. They haven't been too open about what they're producing, however.
Really? What about, we got about 10 seconds here for the Tesla police car. Leave it to California, right?
That's right. I think they decided that they're going to give it a spin, this department in California, see if they can make a Tesla police car. I think the best news is that if you're being chased by the police, you can see how long you can go until their battery runs out.
There's a thought. Nick Miles, check out his website, Our Auto Expert.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.